this time. Welcome. Last week we talked about prayer and Paul's command with some urgency for us to continue steadfastly in prayer because we so desperately need to depend on the Lord. And he continues that theme going into verses 3 and 4 of Colossians chapter 4, which is our text for today. And it reads like this. He says, "At the same time, pray also for us, that God may open to us a door for the word, to declare the mystery of Christ, on account of which I am in prison, that I may make it clear, which is how I ought to speak." End of reading. On any number of occasions, I have asked someone from my congregation, asked someone outside of my congregation, somebody that I tend to serve, to pray for me. I do this regularly. I might tell them I need prayer for a health issue, or prayer to remain focused in my ministry, or prayer for endurance, or prayer because I'm struggling with sin. I don't have a problem acknowledging that I'm no different than anybody else. And yet what I found is sometimes people are sort of taken aback that I, as a pastor, would ask for prayer. This is a surprising thing to me when I first got into the ministry. But there seems to be a sense among some that the pastor wouldn't need prayer in the same way that the average, quote unquote, average human being would need prayer. That pastors are in some way better at dealing with their problems than anybody else. And I know that this probably comes out of, in some cases, a respect for the pastor, a sense that the pastor is really on a higher level. And so I don't think it comes out of a bad place. But here's the deal. When we read a passage like this in Colossians 4, any illusion about the pastor not needing just as much prayer, if more, than anybody else is sort of done with. Because here you have the Apostle Paul saying, please pray for me. Please pray for me. And not just once, but all the time. And I can tell you, I'm just as prone to temptation as any other human being. And I'm just as prone to distraction and to laziness and to bad moods and to all the problems that anybody else feels. I'm just as tempted to overworking as anyone else. And in other words, I am no different. I am too a sinner saved surely by the grace of God alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. I am simul justus et peccator, simultaneously saint and sinner. So please, dear people, pray for your pastor. Pray for him as a child of God, like you would pray for any child of God. Now, there is a couple of things that Paul asks specifically for in prayer that I think are really things related to what the pastor does that you could pray for us about. The first one that he says is pray that God would open a door for us to declare his gospel. And now in Paul's specific situation, he is probably speaking about evangelizing those around him in prison. I mean, that's where he is at right now. But that request that God may open a door for the word can apply really to anybody at any time. So as you pray for your pastor, I'd ask the same thing. Ask God to open a door for the word to be declared when the pastor visits the sick in the hospital, or ask the Lord to open a door for your pastor when he counsels people in his office or when he meets people on the street. Pastors do end up getting in quite a few conversations, whether on a plane or out and about, as soon as people find out that they're pastors. It tends to be that people either will completely shut down and go, "Ooh, I want to avoid you because you're weird," or the opposite, people will start to open up. So pray that when your pastor has those kinds of encounters, that a door would be opened for the word. And then the second thing Paul prays for here is so important. He says, pray that God would help us be clear. Oh man, pray that God would help us be clear. I can't tell you The word for clear in our text, I can't tell you how important this is, carries with it the idea of revealing something that has been obscured or hidden. Simply put, a preacher's call is to try and brush away the fog that all of us naturally have to bring a more accurate understanding of the scriptures. Unfortunately, plenty of us can think of times where we've heard a preacher seemingly muddy things up more than less. If you've ever found yourself drawn towards dreamland during a sermon, which I know none of you possibly have ever had that happen, but just in case, theoretically, chances are it's probably because the pastor is not preaching or speaking clearly at the time. And when poor preaching takes place, there's a few ways of handling the problem. I mean, number one, you can go out with your friends afterwards and, you know, talk smack about the sermon and how the pastor really needs to spend more time preparing. You could do that. Number two, you could write an email to the pastor on Monday morning or even that Sunday, just really critical, and let him know that his preaching is really not very clear. But here's what I'm going to suggest to you. I'm going to suggest going with the biblical option here. I'm not talking about a pastor who's like preaching heresy. I'm talking about a pastor that's just like, he's great. He's a great preacher or a great pastor, but his preaching just not going great. It's not very interesting. Here's what I'm going to tell you to do. I'm going to tell you to do what Paul says here. Pray for them to speak more clearly. Here's the truth. Most of you go to churches that do not have pastors that are amazingly gifted speakers. Most of us in our church experience go to places where pastors are, you know, average, maybe sometimes not average when they're speaking. And here's the deal. Pray for them. Don't give up on them. Don't expect your pastor to sound like the rock stars out there, you know? I mean, pray for them that they would be clear. But don't lose hope. Just pray for that clarity, because we all are imperfect and we need each other's prayers. So, and as you do pray for that person, you know what will happen is God will give you a desire to listen more carefully to him as he's bringing the word, and he'll give you an empathy for him, because you remember, when the preacher is getting up into the pulpit, he is beset by all sorts of struggles and all sorts of worries and all sorts of issues that, I mean, he's bringing all that up with him in the pulpit. And if he has a congregation, if he knows he's got a congregation that is praying for him, that's on his side, that wants the best for him to see God work through him, that sure makes it a lot easier to boldly proclaim the grace of God through Jesus Christ. So those are the things. Pray for your pastors. Number one, pray that God would open doors for your pastors to share the gospel. And number two, pray that God would preach clearly through the very imperfect and feeble lips of your pastor. Well, that's it for today.